Being a part of a team is one of the most valuable lessons you can learn as a high school or college student athlete. Today's guest took a chance on himself after a conversation with his friend, and now he provides curriculum on character development for over 600,000 student athletes across the country. Author of the best-selling book, The Locker Room, Stephen Mackey, next on the Athlete One podcast.
Welcome to the Athlete One podcast. Veteran high school baseball coach Ken Carpenter takes you into life's classroom as experienced through sports. Go behind the scenes with athletes and coaches as they share great stories, life lessons, and ways to impact others.
Hello and welcome to episode 51 of the Athlete One podcast. We're powered by the Netting Professionals, improving programs one facility at a time. The Netting Professionals specialize in the design, fabrication, and installation of custom netting for baseball and softball. This includes backstops, batting cages, BP turtles, BP screens, ball carts, and much more. They also design and install digital graphic wall padding, windscreen turf, turf protectors, dugout benches, and cubbies. They're not limited to just baseball and softball. They also work with football, soccer, lacrosse, and golf courses. You can contact them today at 844-620-2707 or info@nettingpros.com. Visit them online at www.nettingpros.com or check out Netting Pros on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn for all their latest products and projects. Before we get to our interview with Stephen Mackey, I'd like to encourage you to check out our website. It's athleteone.net. That's athlete1.net. You can find all 50 episodes from season one, and you can register to be a guest or even give us some feedback. Click the reviews buttons and leave us a review and rate the shows. That's athleteone.net. Now to my interview with Stephen Mackey. Stephen Mackey, author of the Wall Street Journal bestseller, The Locker Room. He's a keynote speaker and host of Coach 360 podcast and founder of Two Words Character Development. Coach Mackey, hey, thanks for taking the time to join me on the Athlete One podcast.
Coach, glad to be with you, man. It's a privilege. Thanks so much.
Well, I got to ask, I'm here in Ohio and it's pretty warm here. How hot is it right now in Texas?
I tell you what, it's not cool. I can guarantee you that. We had a nice string of 100 degree plus weather, and so I tore out my family and I. We went to Colorado for a little bit and came back, and we brought some moisture and it rained, and it's only been topping out around 96 or 97. So wow. We must have brought the cool weather back with us.
I coached Team Ohio, and we entered a tournament in at Texas A&M back in the day, and it. To this day, it's the hottest I've ever been in my entire life. I was just amazed how hot it was there.
Yeah, well, there is no doubt about that.
Well, back in 2017, you asked what it would take to help 1 million athletes and coaches connect the dots between sports and life. And the answer is simply two words. What are they and why are they so important?
So, you know, for many years, 7 years, I had been a volunteer serving in my local community as a player development, character development coach, and really just working to help athletes connect the dots between sports and life. I spent time with the football team, and I would see these young men who were phenomenal on the field. They had great discipline in a game. They were dedicated. They could learn on the fly and adjust. They could set big, lofty goals and reach them. The moment they stepped off the field, it was as if they became that 16, 17-year-old kid that always does what 16 and 17-year-old kids do. And they stepped into algebra, and they couldn't get it. They'd get in the hallways, and they'd be boneheads. They'd go on the weekend, and they'd lose their ever-loving mind. And I said, fellas, if you could just take what you do on the field, those foundational things, discipline, toughness, commitment, loyalty, integrity, if you could just take those things and you apply them to the other areas of your life, fellas, you wouldn't just be all state at football. You could be All-State in the classroom or in the hallway or for the rest of your life. Because I'm convinced that everything you need to know to be successful in the game of life, you can learn through the game of sports. And so as I did that for a number of years, 7 years as a volunteer, 2017 rolled around January 12th, a friend of mine said, Mackie, I think you can make a living doing this. And I said, James, I give 7 minute talks before football games. You don't make a living doing that. And he said, Mackie, don't start with no, start with yes. If you knew it would work, what would you do? And I said, well, if I knew it would work, I'd make a video-based curriculum where it could be done at scale based online. And I'd be the player development coach for every school in the state of Texas. And then we could scale beyond Texas. And I could be the player development coach for schools outside of Texas. And I'd make it gender sport neutral. And I'd have lessons for coaches and captains, athlete, the family. And I'd make new lessons every year. And he said, man, sounds like you got a plan. Go do it. And because he understood that powerful truth that where you focus, you finish. If you start with no, then you'll find all the reasons that you can't do something. But if you start with yes, you'll find all the reasons that you can. And so I went to my wife and said, babe, what do you think? And she said, I believe in you. I think you can do it. And I said, great, because I just quit my job. So we're all in. And 5 years going on, stepping into our sixth fall, we're serving 750,000 students and coaches every week with our curriculum. Over 1,000 campuses in the state of Texas alone use our curriculum each week. And I have the great privilege of being the player development, character development coach for students and athletes and teams across the country.
Wow. That is talk about jumping all in today's day and age with the whole job situations that are going on out there. Taking a chance like that, that had to be a huge step for you.
You know, it in retrospect, to look back on it, it really was pretty crazy. At the moment, it just seemed like the most logical thing to do because I had been doing it for so long as a volunteer. There wasn't as many of the unknowns as far as, you know, would it work as far as would the students respond? Do I understand where coaches are at and what's going on? Students and working with students has been my life's work. And that's been my focus in everything I've ever done. And so in some ways, it was the most natural thing. But in others, it really was scary. I didn't have a business background, had never started a business, didn't know how to do marketing or QuickBooks or any of those things. And so there was a whole lot of YouTube and confidence, you know, and there was just that sense that if it can be done, then why not have it be done by me? And there were a lot of late nights and early mornings. But, you know, there was a sense that knowing the impact that could be made, then it made the work worth it.
Well, I've heard you talk about having an intentional game plan for character development. Explain how a coach can apply this to his or her program, regardless of what sport it is.
Sure. You know, and the work that we do, and specifically in our curriculum, is gender and sport neutral. And so we go to great lengths to make sure that that everything that we have will work for any program. But whether you are using two words, character development, or you are using your own program or another that you would find, you know, there are several things that I think are really important when it comes to developing the whole athlete and having that intentional game plan to not just build up great players, but to build up great people. And so the first thing I would think about is this framework that we use for teaching leadership. And really, studies have shown us again and again that what students take from athletics, the most important factor in that, do they only learn skills that help them on the field, or do they learn life skills? Do they transfer? The number one factor in that is the coach. And specifically, is the coach implicit, explicit about life skill transfer? Do they implicitly say, hey, look at me. Hey, I'm a servant leader. If you watch me, you'll learn how to lead. Hey, I don't have to tell you how to work hard. You can just watch me. And if you watch me, I have to teach you how to set a big goal. All you got to do is watch me set my goals. And you kind of get it by osmosis. And as important as that is, when we stop there, we stunt the growth of the student athlete. And so instead, we need to be explicit with our valuing of the Beyond the Game principles. We need to be explicit with the importance of great character. And we need to be explicit with how we talk about leadership and those core values that our program holds. And so the model that we use, it's a four-part framework. It's called Model, Teach, Test, and Reward. And so we want to model leadership, teach leadership, test leadership, and reward leadership. The same for character. Model, teach, test, and reward, great character. Model, teach, test, and reward, the kind of young man or young woman that you want to be. So we talked about modeling. We don't want it to be simply implicit. We want it to be explicit. So we want to talk about how we are leading in our style of leadership. If we talk about being a servant leader, but we don't act like a servant leader, then there's going to be problems. We've got to model it first. And then second, well, we have to teach it, right? We have to equip them. We can't just assume that students know what we mean when we say work hard or serve others. We must be explicit about teaching how it's done in step-by-step ways. Then we have to test it. And we have to give students, athletes, meaningful opportunities to go and to lead. We can't just say being a captain means you got elected into popularity contest and you have a C on your chest. But you got to give them meaningful opportunities to lead and ownership in that. And that means you have to give them a space to fail. But the good news is that there's not a safer place in the world for students to fail than with their coach. It's the best place in the world for them to fail. In fact, I think the greatest lesson that athletics teaches is how to fail well. And so as we teach them, if they get it wrong, well, we circle back and we continue to model and we reteach. And then we retest. And then when they get it right, we reward it. Because what gets rewarded gets repeated. And so that's probably the first place I would think about starting is what I have to make that move from implicit to explicit. And then I have to follow that framework of modeling, teaching, testing, and rewarding. And how you do that past that, whether it's with videos, whether it's with teaching lectures, small groups, discussions, the details of how you go past that are really up to you and unique to your program. But I would always start there.
Well, you touched on failure, and I'd love talking about failure and ways to overcome it. And, you know, me being a baseball guy, three for four out of 10 is considered successful when you're hitting a baseball. But how do we get players to move on from mistakes and not let it carry over from whether, you know, you strike out and then you take it out onto the field for and all of a sudden your ball's hit to you and you kick it? How do we get them to leave that mistake behind and just move on to the next play?
So some of the things that I like to think about when it comes to teaching students how to fail well is to first say, we have to define what failure is before it defines us. And so to sit down and talk with your team and come up with a team definition of failure. And what you will find is there may be some initial thoughts of, I didn't do well. I made a mistake. I wasn't perfect. But what you want to work towards is defining failure in terms that aren't so, I have to be perfect, that don't perpetuate perfectionism, but instead define failure as something like not trying again when it's within your power to do so. And by giving failure a definition like that, then what happens is it gives you a ground to stand upon. And so when a player strikes out, rather than them beating themselves up and say, hey, listen, is it within your power to learn a lesson, forget the loss, and move forward? Yes. Okay. Will you do that? And if you say yes, then you're not a failure. You've learned, you're growing, and you're moving forward. It's only when you choose not to do you then become a failure. And so by defining it for yourselves, it gives you the power rather than a mistake or a loss. You know, another thing I would think about with failure is to look for and to give students, athletes, an appropriate way to take their frustration for not doing well and to make it constructive. And so ways that we can do that will be by within practice going, hey, giving them a situation and an opportunity to turn around and teach the next player what they just learned. Okay, hey, let's use ownership language. Hey, I struck out. Hey, I bit on this pitch. I was thinking it was going to be this because of XYZ, but it turned out to be that because of 1, 2, 3. And looking for opportunities for them to teach the next, their teammates, all of a sudden it takes, even though it's not what they wanted, all of a sudden it gives them a little bit more power there and ownership, you know, in that. That idea that if I learn and if I equip others with what I've learned, then though in the short term I didn't get what I want, in the long term we're going to end up getting much. We're going to end up getting much more.
Makes sense. Well, here's a question I get for you. Is winning important?
Oh my gosh, yes. We keep score for a reason. If you don't want to win the game, why are you playing? We better never make the mistake, because I'm the character guy that I think that that winning. I'll slam dunk on my 9-year-old, no questions asked. Guaranteed. but I think that what's more important than, say, winning a game is learning to win in the game of life. That I think winning on a scoreboard is a byproduct of teaching young men and young women how to win in the game of life. And here's what I mean. You think about something like having a great work ethic. As we teach a great work ethic and we teach integrity, just those two things. Well, if we equip young people to have that, then when they step into the weight room, then the way that they work will be different. We teach them to have a great work ethic. They're not just going through the motions. We've all seen students who are physically present in the weight room or at practice, but mentally they're somewhere else. But by elevating and celebrating a great work ethic and integrity, we're saying, hey, listen, we're going to be right here where we are because we said our work, we're a part of this team. We put the jersey on. And so we're committed to those around us, to giving our best to this practice. Well, when you start adding practices up where players are giving their best versus just going through the motions, well, then they can't help but let their talent improve as they are working harder at practice, as they are doing all of the little things that are required. You know, and you see how that builds out. And so I'm convinced that championship people win championships. That character is the zero talent skill that amplifies all of the talent that you do have, that has a way of elevating. You may be a 3-star player, but you have a 5-star character. It elevates your play. You're just kind of the person that's not going to quit until you get it right. And so winning is absolutely important, but to win in a game at the expense of winning in life, I think is just a cheap in a short-term perspective.
Well, in sports, everything starts in the locker room. And you got together with Damon West, and you've got a bestseller out there, and the book's titled The Locker Room. What inspired you to write this book and talk about how it's such a great resource for handling difficult conversations?
No doubt. You know, about a year ago, almost to the day, I was sitting and I was doing some reading, some studying, and I looked around, and having a front row seat with teams across the country from the Big 12 to the SEC and high schools coast to coast, you know, I looked around and I saw the miracle of the locker room. I saw that people from all different backgrounds, different histories and hurts and hangups, all different racial backgrounds, family histories, they all came together for a common goal. And they looked around and their diversity of experience and of life, that it wasn't something they had to overcome, but that it was their very strength to overcome the adversities and the difficulties that they faced. And as I saw this again and again and again in the very best teams, I said, you know, if America had a locker room, yeah, a place where we as citizens could come together and could see our differences not as something we had to overcome, but as our strength to overcome obstacles, that we didn't have to be uniform to be united around a common goal. I said, you know, we wouldn't have a lot of the problems that we have. And so that's when I reached out to Damon West and said, hey, man, here's the idea. What do you think? And we jumped on a call. It was July 3rd, 2021. And so we jumped on a call the next day, drove 5.5 hours across Texas to meet with him at a Starbucks. And we laid out the outline of what become the locker room, how great teams heal hurt, overcome adversity, and build unity. And just so thankful for the opportunity to write this story and to teach these lessons. And it's been an incredible ride.
Let's talk a little bit about two words. Okay. You have a program that's reached over 1,000 schools, and if I'm correct, over 600,000 athletes and coaches. How can they, if someone say in the state of Ohio where I'm at, how can they get a look at this curriculum and see what's included?
You bet. So the easiest and best way to find out more about our curriculum is to go to twowords.tv. That's the number two words.tv. And if they go to twowords.tv/gameplan, then you'll find a couple weeks of our curriculum and some free samples. And you know, the way that we do our curriculum, it's less about having a checkbox about a character trait, checkbox respect, checkbox integrity. And it's more about developing an ethos of a way of living for our student athletes. And so we look at things like we look at it through the lens of integrity or through work ethic. We look at leadership through the lens of toughness. And as we look at these character traits, we locate them within sport. And so we create 36 lessons every school year. And each lesson has a 7 to 10 minute video where the character trait of the week is defined and described by two words. And we do that because we want those two words to be a theme or a mnemonic for the week. So the two words might be sacrifice required. So look, there are a lot of things in life that are optional if you want to be successful. Coming from the right family, the right school, the right town, having the right job, a lot of things are optional. But the one thing that's not optional is sacrifice, sacrifice required. And so throughout then that week, that becomes a theme, sacrifice required. Hey, as we're breaking out to go to the weight room, sacrifice required. We're doing conditioning, sacrifice required. We're going into chemistry. Hey, we're going to sit on the front row. We're going to take great notes, sacrifice required. And it becomes a theme for the week. And then in addition to the 7 to 10 minute video, we have a page each week, and everything is digital. We have a page each week for coaches where we give a one-page encouragement for the coach along with three things to be on the lookout for that will, if you see them, you call them out, and it will help you coach beyond the game. It's like a weekly staff development for your coaching staff. We also give you a quote of the day every day so that you that goes with the theme so you can keep it on the top of mind and on the tip of tongue. And coach, if you only played that video and read the quote of the day every day, then this program would take you 12 minutes a week and you would have an intentional game plan for your entire athletic department. That, because this could be run from middle school athletics to high school athletics, male and female sports. And so now you have a common language and an intentional plan at only 12 minutes a week. But we give you the resources to be able to expand this to where you can use this for 30 minutes a day if you would like. We have a page for captains that equip your leaders to go and be servant leaders in light of that character's trait of the week. So in light of sacrifice, what does it mean to be a servant leader? Give you a one-page encouragement and some questions to discuss with them. For your athletes that aren't on that captain's council, we give you a one-page encouragement with some questions and exercises to help them see, how does this apply to my own life? How does this help me reach my goals? Why does it pay to have character? And then there's the family section for mom, dad, aunt, uncle, grandma, grandpa that gives you something to send home to them either digitally or on print and to let them know what you're talking about at home. And it gives them 5 questions to talk about at home to keep the conversation going. And so we do this every week, 36 times a year. And then each year we create 36 new lessons. And so you build an online digital library of character development and leadership resources that you can use with your team. You always have new lessons, but you can always go back and search through our custom dashboard for past lessons based on keywords, trust, hard work, etc. That would allow you to find the ideal lesson for your team in that part of the season.
We're talking with Stephen Mackey, author of The Locker Room, And I got to ask, there's only 24 hours in a day, and you have a podcast, a newsletter, YouTube videos, speaking engagements, the videos you put out, and how do you do it all? It's amazing that you are, you don't have a whole lot of time on your hands, I don't think.
Well, you know what? The just like in a great marriage, the key to success is having a great partner. You know, in business, the same thing is true. And we've got an incredible staff, full-time staff of five, of folks that love student athletes and love coaches, and they bring their very best work in service of athletes and coaches. And there is no way that I could do all that I do without the incredible support staff of our team at Two Words on the operations and on the content side, as well as, you know, obviously incredible support of my wife and the understanding of my family.
Well, I was asked on the Edge of Greatness podcast about a baseball instructor in Texas, and he said playing high school baseball is a waste of time. And tell me why you think it's important to be part of a team.
Well, you know, when you look at even just at baseball and the way that the professionalization of baseball and the way you got kids playing year round, starting at 6 and 7 years old, a baseball player, and this is true in volleyball, basketball, soccer as well, several other sports, I'm sure, that a baseball player, if a baseball season is 3 months long, then that student athlete is going to spend 9 months out of the year playing for me, myself, and I. They're going to spend 9 months out of the year playing in showcases, playing in, you know, these all-stars type games and tournaments that are all about elevating their and promoting their stats and their abilities and their potentials. And it's all about self. But a high school team where you're playing not with those who were selected, but with those who are there, where the coach didn't get to go out and recruit and cut and all this. No, you play with who you got. This is who's in your neighborhood. That's who's on your team.
Right.
And you go and you have to play not for me, but for we. Well, you got to understand the numbers are not in favor. And I hate to break it to the many, many parents who sell their souls in the name of getting their kids, you know, to be in the first round draft pick in the MLB right out of high school. But the numbers are not in the favor of young people making it to the next level, be that college or certainly not to the pros.
Right.
But the numbers are greatly in their favor to one day be husbands and wives, fathers and mothers, employers and employees, business people, and all of this. And so we just have to sit here and look. It's important to win, but we can't win a game and lose at life. And I think when we think about winning in life, I think being a part of a team is one of the most important lessons that we can learn. Because on a team, well, number one, you realize it's not about you. That that there are other people. That there's something bigger at play. How many problems would be solved in our world today if people just realized it wasn't about them? You know, yeah. If they just had a little bit of self-perspective, you know, self-awareness. But also, you have to learn to be resourceful. You have to learn to transfer belief. Say maybe you're an incredible athlete. You've got all kinds of talent, but you're dependent on this kid that doesn't have the talent that you have. And so you got to transfer belief into them that they can play and become more than they are right now. That's leadership. Learn that playing high school ball. You know, you learn that balance of, hey, this is one piece of many. You know, and so I think it's important to be a part of high school ball because of the lessons that you learn. And also, it gives kids a chance to play to just be a kid. You know, we can't ever discount the pressure and the funneling effect of playing just to get to the next level. That when that is the reason that we play, that all of a sudden, like it's like you put kids on a tightrope and there's no safety net. And that pressure on a young person's mental health, on their emotional health. We can't discount that. And if nothing else, getting to play high school ball is getting to play ball with your friends. Doesn't mean you don't want to win. Doesn't mean you're not competitive. Doesn't mean you're not pushing yourself. Because the reality is nobody's going to expect more out of these kids than they're going to expect of themselves. Of course they're going to compete. Of course they want to win. Nobody likes losing. But they get a chance to play with their friends and to be a kid. And that really matters.
Well, you're doing so much for so many people. What has all of this done for you? What has it given back to you?
You know, it's very humbling to get to talk to students and coaches and to hear, you know, things like, hey, man, I was going through a season, you know, where, you know, I lost my parents or things were really rough at home. And hearing your words every week, man, that was the encouragement I needed to get through the weekend and get back to school. You know, for coaches to say things like, you know, I used to be very transactional and now I work to be more transformational. You know, those things to say, man, you're such a part of our program. You know, it's very humbling. And I could have never imagined in a million years that I would have the ability to impact as many folks as I do. And I'm just so thankful. It's given my family, you know, incredible opportunities. We've been until Thanksgiving recently, Thanksgiving of 2021, we traveled full time as a family in a fifth wheel in a big truck, just traveling around so that we could be together while I spoke to schools and teams across the country. And so, you know, it gave our family an opportunity to have an incredible 3.5 year, you know, vacation, not vacation, it was a lot of work. Living in 400 square feet with 6 people is no vacation, but you know, it was an incredible experience. And to get to be a part is just so, so great. But I think more than anything, it's given me the opportunity to live at that intersection of the world's needs and my passion and skill set. And anytime you can live at that intersection is a great gift.
Well, Stephen Mackey, author of the Wall Street Journal bestseller, The Locker Room. He's a keynote speaker, host of the Coach 360 podcast, and founder of Two Words Character Development. And if any listeners out there looking for something that they could bring to their school system, I would say you need to reach out to Coach Mackey here. Coach, thanks again. It's incredible what you're able to do and what you're doing in it for the student athletes all across the country.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you for giving so many years investing in and raising up the next generation. You know, I think the most important role and job in our country today is coaches and educators who are on the front lines of investing in that next generation, believing in them, and then taking that next step to equip them to become that which they can be. And it's a privilege to know you, privilege to know the many coaches that we do and to serve alongside. So thank you.
Well, Coach, if you could, one last time, if they want to get involved in this program, can you just put that out there one more time and hit the book there for me too?
You got it. Well, you know, you can find anything that I do from the Two Words Character Development curriculum to speaking to books at MackeySpeaks.com. It's MackeySpeaks, MackeySpeaks.com. Same on Twitter and Instagram. Is a central hub to get to everything. And you can get multiple weeks of the curriculum for free at twowords.tv/gameplan. That's the number twowords.tv/gameplan. And pick up The Locker Room, How Great Teams Heal Hurt, Build, Overcome Adversity, and Build Unity.
Coach Mackey, thanks again for joining me on the Athlete One podcast.
You bet. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Athlete One podcast. This episode is powered by the Netting Professionals. The Netting Professionals specialize in the design, fabrication, and installation of custom netting for baseball, softball, including backstops, batting cages, BP turtles, screens, ball carts, and more. They also design and install digital graphic wall padding, windscreen turf protectors, dugout benches, and cubbies. The netting pros also work with football, soccer, lacrosse, and even golf courses. Netting professionals continue to provide quality products and services to many recreational high school, college, and professional fields and facilities throughout the country. Contact them today, 844-620-2707 or info@nettingpros.com. Visit them online or check out Netting Pros on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or even LinkedIn for all of their latest products and projects. Thanks for listening.